Welcome to Inside Analog Photo. I'm your host, Scott Shepard, and the Inside Analog Photography radio program is brought to you by Fujifilm, making life more colorful. Definitely check out C41 Neg, Chrome, Black and White, Instax, Pack Film, you name it. Check them out, www.fujifilmusa.com/professional, making life more colorful. Our friends at Richard Photo Lab, the place to send all of your film for development, proofs, scanning, prints, hybrid workflow, great stuff, richardphotolab.com. Our friends over at DR5, if you want to take your black and white to the next level, black and white chrome, you will not believe it. Check it out, DR5.com. Our friends at Upstrap, upstrap-pro.com for the camera strap that will not slip off your shoulder. Check them out. And our media partners of the Analog Photography User Group, the place on the web for all things analog photography. Definitely check them out. Great membership packages, tons of information. You will not find any better support anywhere on the web. Check them out, www.apug.org. Today we're joined with Christian Earhart. Christian is the head of photographic marketing with Leica of America. And we're going to talk today about Leica's continual support of analog photographies. We're going to talk about the M7, the MP, their new glass, everything that's going on with Leica. Great stuff. Christian, my friend, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us here on Inside Analog Photos. So, Christian, I wanted to start off today with Leica, and let's talk about some history of Leica. I mean, very well-known brand, synonymous for quality, great optics, definitely with analog photography. Let's start off here with the history of Leica and, I guess, analog cameras in general.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Leica has a long-standing history, not only making cameras, but also making other optical equipment. As you probably know, Leica started back in the 1800s and started actually with binoculars in the beginning, but moved quickly on to cameras. And in 1923, Leica actually became one of the first companies to make a 35mm analog camera. Many people still know us for these cameras. They were very popular at the time and continue to be popular even in times of the digital age where many people have kind of forgotten about analog photography, but there's still a very strong following of people who appreciate the quality of analog photography. And, well, Leica is one of the last manufacturers to make analog cameras, and I think we owe this due to our history of making cameras. Back in 1953, we actually designed our first M system camera, which really made us famous and put us on the board. Many people actually used those cameras. We produced millions of the Leica M3, which was finally introduced in 1954. And since then, we have continued to use the same lens mount, which allows many of our current users to use the same lenses as they might have purchased back in the 50s or 60s.
Christian, let's talk about back in the beginnings. Didn't you guys sort of develop and work very closely with Kodak back in the 30s to develop this whole 35mm format?
Well, the 35mm format actually comes more from the movie industry, that Oscar Barnack realized that there was no instrument to actually test moving film negative for its sensitivity. They decided that, well, the 135mm format would be great to make into a smaller 35mm camera format, the traditional 24x36mm negative. And this was a way to measure the sensitivity of moving film. And then he realized that this would be also a great way to make still images and to capture still images. So Oscar Barnack, who was head of the R&D department at this time, Leica, not Leica, actually decided to make the first Ur-Leica, which is now called the Ur-Leica. It was Null Series, the first camera made for 35mm by Leica. He only made 25 cameras, but very quickly in 1925, he showed it at a big fair in Germany, in Leipzig. And it became such a big hit that he found himself in a very niche market, and the company was poised to make more of these cameras, which then started the 35mm history with Leica and quickly became one of the big hits for Leica.
So let's jump forward to the M series of camera, like you originally mentioned here in 1954. This was revolutionary at the time compared to the other screw-type mount lens Leicas with the rangefinder and everything. Let's sort of talk about this whole rangefinder technology and how the M series revolutionized this very small portable format analog capture device.
Absolutely. rangefinder cameras became so popular, mainly because of its compact size. The M cameras, as the M cameras today, are very compact cameras, much smaller than single-lens reflex cameras, due to the fact that they don't have the mirrors, they don't have all the prism that is needed for single-lens reflex cameras. And those cameras were very easy to use, and that's the reason why so many people actually jumped at those cameras, especially the M3 at that time. It became a camera very easy to use, very compact, great for reportage, very quiet due to the fact that they didn't have the mirror and no noise by the mirror actually moving up and down. In addition, no vibrations, so this was a camera as it is today, which you can use for long exposures. Without any problems, you can certainly shoot a 15th of a second handhold, which for many SLR users would be a nightmare when they think of using their SLR camera with a 15th of a second, just simply due to the moving part in SLR cameras. We continue to make those cameras. We currently have the Leica MP and the Leica M7, which are two analog cameras still produced in our factory in Germany. They are up to date with the newest technologies and still embody the advantages of rangefinder cameras. Rangefinder cameras means that you look through a viewfinder and you actually see a split image in the center of the viewfinder, and you try to align those two split images to make it one image. And once you do this, then you actually have a sharp picture and you have the confirmation by the camera that you have focused correctly. These rangefinder cameras are very complex camera systems in terms of the viewfinder. The viewfinder actually consists of more than 150 parts when you look at a Leica, but this makes the camera so precise and so accurate when it comes to focusing. In fact, many people don't know that the focusing of a rangefinder camera is 4 times more accurate than with single-lens reflex cameras. So if you sit somewhere and you just play around with the camera and try to focus several times on the same subject, you will find out that with a rangefinder camera, you focus much quicker and much more accurate on a continuous basis. And that's the reason why so many professional photographers still today use analog cameras from Leica, but as well digital cameras who also embody the rangefinder technology. They are very successful with that technology.
I think people, Christian, would find out if they actually used a rangefinder and played with it for a while that you can pretty much repeatedly focus as fast as any current autofocus SLR camera.
Oh, absolutely, and in some instances even faster because you don't have any malfunctions with the focus where the camera can't find the focusing point. You determine where you want to set the focusing point, and that's the beauty of an analog camera. You are in control of the camera. You determine where you want to focus, the foreground, the background. And that's what creating a beautiful image and what makes those images so brilliant and so precise in terms of looking at it and really getting the main subject, what the photographer intended to create.
And I think people would be also really interested to find out, do you still have a very large force of professional photographers currently using Leica analog and, of course, digital rangefinder cameras? There's a lot of people still in the wedding and portrait industry using it, photojournalists. So what kind of user base do you see that are still using analog capture and Leica cameras?
We actually see a quite big user base. We hear it every day from our customers, not only when they call us, but also when we see them out there in the field taking pictures. And often they have not only one camera, but they have several cameras. So one of their choices might be the Leica MP, which is a completely analog camera. You don't depend on any battery. And therefore, even in critical situations when something comes up and other cameras wouldn't function, here you have a camera that under any circumstance will continue working just because you don't need any battery. It's completely mechanical, even coming to the advancement of the film. But in addition, they might have also a digital rangefinder camera from Leica. So it's very easy for them to switch because the viewfinder looks identical. They don't see a difference. One shoots digital, obviously needs battery, but the other one they can rely on, and at any point in time they can continue shooting and advance manually and be in complete control of the camera.
Let's talk about that, Christian. The two models here that you still have available on an analog camera is the MP and the M7. You just talked about the MP being completely analog and mechanical. Let's go over some of the feature sets with the MP and then the difference between the MP and the M7.
Absolutely. The MP is the typical camera that we made first. So if you look at the MP, it comes very close to one of the first M system cameras we made in 1954. The difference is, of course, the upgraded technologies that went into those cameras. As, for example, the more advanced, quieter shutter, where we balanced the mechanisms and made it more precise. Also, if you depend on, for example, battery power, you can use a very advanced metering system, which gives you a perfect metering, very accurate, and shows you all the details. If you look at the M7, there you actually have a camera that is more advanced and gives you an automatic exposure time. It gives you a very accurate metering system, and overall gives you advances that you would find in any modern camera, even going to a completely up-to-date flash system where the camera actually offers you TTL flash pictures. It offers you super high-speed flash synchronization up to 1,000th of a second that would be used by fashion photographers or wedding photographers, as you mentioned before. Those are two very important user groups. When you use a rangefinder camera, you typically get a picture that looks different. It looks more engaging with the person in the picture. So especially for wedding photographers, they love rangefinder cameras because it creates images that are different from their competitors and therefore gives them the cutting edge of selling more prints and having more engaged wedding photography.
Yeah, and I guess we can actually chat about that real lightly here. There is a different look from an image that's captured from a rangefinder than an SLR.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. One of the big things with rangefinder cameras and one of the big advantages that I haven't mentioned so far is that when you have rangefinder cameras, you have in the viewfinder frame line. This frame line indicates what will be captured when you take the picture. And the frame line changes depending on which lens you mount onto the camera. And typically, not the whole viewfinder is actually filled by this frame line. So you see what is coming into the frame line before it actually appears in the area that is captured by the camera later on. So you can shoot intuitively at the right moment when you want to capture the image. So everything that's coming into the frame, you see before it actually happens. And that is one of the big aspects by shooting weddings, by actually doing reportage photography. You are in control and you are not surprised by what's happening in the next moment. So you can really create the image the way you want and be in control.
And I think so too with the rangefinder, depending especially if you're right-eyed when it comes to looking through your camera, it works a lot different because you see through your left eye and you can also see through your right eye on the rangefinder. So, like you said, you have this field of view that is incredible, where you're not hiding behind an SLR. It's much different.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You're really there. You can create the images. You can decide when to move closer, when to go further back, depending what's happening next. Because you see it all. You see it before it happens, and that gives you the cutting-edge advantage versus other photographers who are behind the camera and don't see what's happening next. They can only see what's going on right now through their viewfinders. In addition, a Leica viewfinder is one of the brightest viewfinders that you can ever find. Why? Because the light is not traveling through a lens, up a mirror, through the viewfinder, where you typically lose light. That's natural. It's physics. With our cameras, you look through the viewfinder straight all the way through and you see the image. So you have one of the brightest viewfinders also due to our design of the rangefinder system, which enables you to create images never seen before.
Christian, let's talk about the legendary Leica lenses, the glass, the optical design. The lenses are much smaller and more compact than you see on an SLR by many times. Let's talk about, I guess we can start off the advantages of the Leica's optical design, and then we'll sort of talk about the vast lens lineup that's available.
Absolutely. As I mentioned before, Leica started the M system in 1954 and obviously designed many, many lenses in its lifetime. That's our expertise. That's what we have done all of our life. And to this date, we actually haven't changed the lens mount. You can still use all of those lenses on modern cameras, on the Leica MP and on the Leica M7, our two 35mm analog cameras, but as well as on our digital cameras. And that's what our customers really like. We have a very close relationship with our customers. they tell us what they want, and quite often we try to cater to those customers and create lenses that fit their needs. In our lineup, we actually have more than 20 M lenses currently available, from 16mm up to 135mm. Obviously, you can find all kinds of different speeds of lenses. Those also determine the price of the lens. Then you can find lenses that are a little bit slower and therefore more compact. Or you can find lenses that are the fastest lenses in the world, up to a 0.95, which is our new Noctilux. It's a 50mm M lens, 0.95. So it's the fastest 50mm lens ever made for an M camera. In fact, we also have a 21mm lens that is a 1.4, also a brand new lens, which is the fastest 21mm lens ever made. That's what our engineers do, and that's where they have their experience in designing. Our Leica lenses are also very unique lenses because of the very small tolerances that we accept for our lenses. In fact, you look at the accuracy of our aspherical lens elements, they are as small as 1/2000mm, which is about 1,000 times thinner than the human hair. That's the tolerance of our lenses. So if you can imagine this, which is hard to imagine to be 1,000 times thinner than human hair, you can maybe imagine why our lenses are so excellent and so precise in terms of focusing and producing the finest quality you can find out there.
Now, I think that Leica has, as you had mentioned earlier, have been making lenses and optical equipment much earlier and farther than you had been making cameras. So I don't think anybody can actually come up to the precision craftsmanship and the tolerances in the glass and the lens systems as you guys have developed with Leica, and with such a large coverage still available in an M system, plus previous lenses that you can buy on the aftermarket. It gives Leica rangefinder shooter a vast array of lenses to be able to work on their craft with.
Absolutely. And one important thing to mention is that any lens that we have ever designed in Germany has not just been designed for analog photography or digital photography. No, they actually work on both systems, analog and digital. Why is that? Leica lenses are actually designed that they have the same performance throughout the whole range, not just in the center of the lens, but into the edge of the image. And therefore, you can get the high contrast and brilliance even in digital photography, where you have much better ways of checking the quality by increasing the magnification of the picture. And that's when Leica lenses really show all the details. In fact, many customers also think they need to stop down to get the highest quality. With Leica lenses, they are designed to shoot full open at 1.4 or even 0.95. That's where the quality is, and that's where Leica is state of the art. Due to computer-controlled multi-coding lens surfaces or special aspheric lens elements that are applied to our optical lens elements in Germany, in our factory where the R&D department as well as the production is sitting.
Yeah, you're never going to go wrong with any kind of Leica glass at all, depending on no matter what f-stop rating the glass is or what speed. I think that's a big deal, too, is you cannot obtain this fast of glass with a 35mm SLR camera or any kind of camera, and nothing down on the 0.95. And like you said, the glass is designed to be sharp, wide open. You don't have to stop down to f2 with an f.95 lens to make it have a great sharp image.
That's absolutely correct. And in the same way, we treat our lenses all over. We have a very good quality control where the lens is actually tested several times. It's put together, it's tested, it's taken apart again to make sure that the assembled lens is perfectly aligned. And the tolerances are so small, which guarantee world-class optical design and world-class quality. Just a couple of weeks ago, we actually introduced a new wide-angle lens, which is an 18mm lens that we added to our line of lenses. So, as mentioned before, now we have a lineup of lenses from 16mm up to 135mm, with many lenses in between for everyone, depending on what you want to use the lens for. Our 16 and 24mm lenses are perfect for architectural photography. Then you have lenses that are perfect for documentary and fashion photography. And others are fantastic for fine art photography, like, for example, the new 16mm, 18 and 21mm Trialma, which is a very compact lens embodying basically three lenses all in one, and giving you the choice whenever you are traveling to have three lenses with you without changing the lens. So a great advantage for our customers to have a compact camera system, which is much more compact than any SLR camera system you can find on the market.
I think, too, we should touch off on, if you look through Leica and their history and some of the really well-known famous photographers that have shot with Leica equipment, a lot of people have stuck with one lens through their whole career.
Absolutely. You'd certainly find those as well, those who just have one focal length in mind, and they decide based on what they want to shoot, how close or how far away they want to stand. In today's age, many people actually forget about this with zoom lenses. They just zoom in, zoom out, but it's not the same. If you live your picture and if you are in control of your camera, you will be able to take much better pictures, and a Leica camera basically leads you to that. Like a camera is designed to be in control of the camera, to provide you with the right point of view. That's the reason why many people have stuck with one lens, although some of the accomplished photographers also have changed lenses over the years and have gone from a 35 to a 50 millimeter lens, or then have lenses that are faster lenses to create certain styles they have changed to. But you're absolutely right. There are many photographers who have stuck to one focal length and used it all their life.
Christian, let's talk about some new stuff here. I want to touch off on the new flash system and then, of course, the Leica a la carte. That is a really interesting, cool service when you come to get yourself a new camera. But let's talk about this new flash system that's completely applicable to the Leica MP, to the Leica M7. Let's talk about this new flash system you have that's very unique.
Yes, absolutely. The new flash, the Leica SF58, is a professional flash system with all the advantages and technologies that you would expect from a up-to-date flash. It actually swivels all the way around. You have complete flexibility with secondary reflectors with a way you haven't seen it before. The flash actually has a guide number of 58 meters. It would, I believe, relate to about 160 feet and very easy to use. You can use it not only on our current M cameras, but it even goes back to our older M cameras, and you can use it with any Leica camera that has a center contact in the flash shoe. So all the Leica M cameras work with this flash system, but you can also use it on the Leica R system or the future Leica S system, which is our medium format cameras. So it's a very versatile flash that can be considered a professional flash, because it has all the features of professional flash systems, but it also has a full automatic flash mode, which makes it very easy to use, especially when using it with the M7 or the Leica MP. You will have no problems because the flash can do everything for you. You don't have to set anything.
Yeah, this is pretty cool stuff. So one last thing here, Christian, today. Let's talk about the Leica a la carte program that I think is very unique within the industry, that you can actually order anything you want, any way you want it. So let's talk about this.
Absolutely. The Leica a la carte system was actually started a couple of years back. It is something very unique that you can't find with any other manufacturer. What it means is that you can create your own camera. You can decide how we should build your camera based on your wishes, based on your needs. You would go on to www.leica-camera.com. And you would go to the photography section, click on a la carte. There you actually have a section where you can create your own Leica MP or Leica M7 out of more than 4,500 different options that we have. Meaning you can combine the advantages of the Leica MP with the advantages of the M7 and create a camera that is completely unique, built for you. And in today's age, where we have analog photographers who are very demanding on their cameras and rely heavily on their cameras because it's an analog camera, because it might be their backup camera for their very important work. They want to have a camera that is reliable, that is created by hand in our production facility in Germany with the latest technologies, and that's what we put into your a la carte. And once you order it, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks before it is ready to ship. Then you can actually pick it up from your dealer in the U.S. and you get a camera that is created just for you. So it's a very unique system.
So to start with, you pick either an M7 or an MP, and then you can actually pick a different finish. So I guess you have your traditional silver chrome finish, a black chrome, but you also offer an actual paint finish.
That is correct, Scott, but it is not just the color you pick, it is also the control elements you pick. For example, you can choose the look and the design of the Leica MP, and you can add the automatic exposure controls and those kind of things to the Leica MP, but keeping the rewind mechanism of the MP, which is a traditional one with a round knob. There are no bend parts in the camera to make everything very rugged. So even if you drop this camera, nothing can break in the rewind system. And it is designed to really be a camera for life. So it is not only the outer look of the camera that can be changed, like the color, like the leather. Obviously, that's very good and many people appreciate it. But also the inner controls of the camera, the automatic advance and those kind of things can be changed and can be adapted to the newest technologies in a traditional style camera that is very easy to use.
I think this is a really unique service, and it's quite cool to be able to have something that's uniquely your own.
Absolutely, and that's what many people appreciate. But you really do it to have a camera that is completely catering to you, that reflects your needs. And as far as I know, Leica is one of the last manufacturers to make analog cameras. And we see it as this is actually a trend that is very well received by our customers. We have great following of customers, not only traditional Leica customers, but also new customers that come from other camera systems to Leica now, because we are still supporting traditional photography. We create tools for traditionalists, for people who want a very reliable camera that is not digital and has all the advantages of film. For example, archival security by having a negative that will last for many, many generations to come. A system that is by no means outdated because you still have newest lens technologies, and we support it by making new lenses and actually upgrading the system. And that's what people appreciate. In fact, if you look at other traditional cameras, many of them unfortunately are dying and they're not used anymore because there are very few places where you can repair those. We provide a guarantee that if you buy a camera today, we will be able to repair it for the next 30 years. And we have certainly hold that guarantee. And even if you have a Leica M3 from 1954, we will be able to provide service for our professional photographers or anyone else who has a camera and has a problem. We can repair those cameras with modern technology tools and bring it back up to speed. And that's what Leica stands for, making the best cameras in life.
Definitely. So, Christian, let's talk about resources online. You have some physical retail gallery locations that show off some beautiful photography. I think that has some product too. There's the website. You have dealers. Where would people find out more information about Leica, the photography, the cameras, the history, everything you're doing?
Well, we have in New York City the Leica Gallery, which is on 670 Broadway. And every month we have exciting shows at the gallery. So anyone who is coming to New York and wants to visit the gallery is more than welcome to do so. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday from 12 to 6 and can be reached at 212-777-3051. Or you can also go to our website at www.leica-camera.com or call 800-222-0118 to get more information. And obviously on our hotline you can get all the information about the gallery, about the upcoming shows and our product, analog cameras, as well as digital cameras, the whole range of Leica.
Yeah, this is great, and I do appreciate you taking time today, Christian, to chat with us. And we look forward to hearing about some more cool stuff coming up with Leica in the future, and also talking to other Leica professional photographers just about their gear and their love and use of the Leica rangefinder. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Scott.
Wow, isn't that great stuff? There you go, Christian Earhart from Leica. Beautiful cameras. Just great photography and just the commitment for decades upon decades of great stuff for analog photography. I've been your host, Scott Shepard, here on Inside Analog Photo, and you can find out more information about what we're up to over at InsideAnalogPhoto.com. And of course, we'd like to thank Fujifilm at FujifilmUSA.com/professional, Richard Photo Lab at RichardPhotoLab.com, DR5 for black and white chrome at DR5.com, and our friends at Upstrap, Upstrap-Pro.com, and of course, our media partners of the Analog Photography User Group, the place on the web for all things analog, APUG, www.analogphotography.org. I've been your host, Scott Shepard. We'll be back next week with more great analog photography.